As the owner of Betty Be Good, two women's clothing stores in Linden and Birch Bay, Suzanne Smith is considered an essential traveler. She lives two blocks north of the border in suburban Vancouver, and she's also between both the Peace Arch and Pacific Highway crossing points. Using the Nexus Express Lane for pre-cleared travelers, it used to sometimes take just minutes to cross the border. But these days, even with an 80% drop in border crossing traffic, it takes her a lot longer. Instead of asking her about what commercial goods she's bringing in, Canadian officials are asking questions about safety and health.
And the questioning is lengthy. We used to be through the border with Nexus quite quickly. Now, if there's a few cars in front of me, it's a half hour wait.
Smith crosses the border upwards of twice a week. She can only travel to and from her stores. If she wants to see family members who live in Washington State, they have to visit her at work. Since the start of the pandemic, Smith's business has decreased about 40%, but she's been able to keep her seven American employees fully employed. She says she can't wait until the border reopens, but not until health concerns are fully addressed.
You would think that I sit here and I can't wait for the borders to open back up, and I'm very excited, but I don't want them to open up prematurely. I think that we need to protect both sides. And if that means that the borders stay closed a little bit longer, then I'm in favor of that.
Earlier this week, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said now is not the time to talk details about the border reopening, as COVID-19 is still a serious risk. Craig McCullough, KNKX News, Vancouver, BC.